A reading from the book of the prophet Micah. The Lord says to his people, "You, O Bethlehem of Ephratah, who are one of the little clans of Judea, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel, and he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall live secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be one of peace." The word of the Lord.
Lord, make us turn to you, let us see your face, and we shall be saved. Lord, make us turn to you, let us see your face, and we shall be saved. O Shepherd of Israel, hearken, from your throne upon the cherubim shine forth, rouse your power and come to save us. Lord, make us turn to you, let us see your face, and we shall be saved. Once again, O Lord of hosts, look down from heaven and see. Take care of this vine and protect what your right hand has planted, the Son of Man whom you yourself made strong. Lord, make us turn to you, let us see your face, and we shall be saved. May your help be with the man of your right hand, with the Son of Man whom you yourself made strong. Then we will no more withdraw from you. Give us new life, and we will call upon your name. Lord, make us turn to you, let us see your face, and we shall be saved.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. When Christ came to the world, he said, "Sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body you have prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sin offerings you have taken no pleasure." Then I said, "As it is written of me in the scroll of the book, see, God, I have come to do your will, O God." When Christ said, "You have neither desired nor taken pleasure in sacrifices and offerings and burnt offerings and sin offerings, these are offered according to the law," then he added, "See, I have come to do your will." He abolishes the first in order to establish the second. And it is by God's will that we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Mary left immediately and went into the hill country of Judea. She came into the house of Zechariah and she greeted Elizabeth. When the sound of Mary's greeting reached Elizabeth, the child within her stirred. And Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to visit me?" When I heard the words of your greeting, the child in my womb stirred with joy. "And blessed are you, for you believe that the words spoken to you would be fulfilled." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.